We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Audacy put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Audacy. Visit ads.audacy.com.
Good morning, guys. I'll get to the point right away. I'm retiring for good.
Dave Wunstead hanging out with Mully and Haw on 670 The Score.
Mully and Haw, Chicago Sports Radio, 670 The Score. Kind of an emergency call to Coach Wunstead, and all guests appear on the Score Hotline, brought to you by Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas, home of the world's largest sports book. Dave, good morning. How are you?
I'm doing good, fellas. Always always good to be jump on with you guys. Absolutely.
Well, we appreciate it. And your thought, Tom Brady, the GOAT, retiring.
Well, my first thought was, you know, now we actually heard it from Tom, so we can all believe it, that it's legitimate. But the second thought was, you know, for the greatest quarterback, you know, one of the greatest players, I guess you could reframe it, that's ever played our game. And he has all the trophies and rings to back it up. You know, it's kind of a shame that he had to just do it on a, you know, on a little social media thing. And if it wasn't a little bigger deal for him as far as his retirement announcement. I mean, I kind of feel bad for him a little bit, be quite honest with you, just because of, and I get it, because of the debacle last year, retired, unretired, so forth, that he said it in the post that he didn't want to make a big deal of it. But it is kind of a shame that, as I said, for one of the greatest players to ever play our sport, that, you know, that it's a 30-second handheld video, and that's it.
Well, Dave, it also leaves the impression that it's somewhat impulsive, which I think if you're reading into it, you're wondering if it's something that impulsive, how binding is it, and how will he feel on June 1st or August 1st or next year when the games start in week one and he's in a booth looking down longingly at Blaine Gabbert or whoever is taking his place in Tampa. I just wonder, do you think that this indeed is it and it will be, you know, retirement that he embraces?
I do. And the only I had no question that he was going to leave Tampa. But the only question that I had in my mind is, would he go somewhere where he would, you know, a Josh McDaniels, maybe, where he knew the system and he could fit right in? I know there was some stuff buzzing around of him going back to New England, where he knew the system and he could, because I'll tell you what, and I went through this with Dan Marino, you know, one of my first things that I had to deal with when I became the Dolphins coach was tell Dan Marino that we were changing the offense. We were going to hire Chan Gailey. We were going to do a lot of movement stuff with the quarterback, and it was going to be a completely different system. And it was going to take a lot of work, particularly at the quarterback, to learn this system in the off season. And, you know, and I'm sure that if Les Tom went to Vegas, in his mind, to stay and have to learn a new system and new coaches. You know, I was coaching the Dolphins when Tom played his first game. In fact, we played him in Miami, the first road game that he ever started. And this year, as I'm watching him and the frustration, you know, the guy looked like he lost weight. I mean, you could just see the stress and the drain in his face. He wasn't having any fun, and he doesn't need it, and he's smart enough to understand that enough is enough.
Yeah, you know, it's amazing, Coach, to think about the passage of time and the number of Super Bowls he won and the career that he had. It's just an extraordinary thing. I guess George Blanda became a kicker. I've never heard of a quarterback playing to the age of 45. It's just extraordinary. I don't know that we'll see it again. And the career that he had, it's almost like it's not just NFL history. It's probably like American sports history, what he managed to achieve. It's a totally different level of career than one that is measured in football.
And, you know, we also got to go back. You know, Tom started, it would have been, probably 2001, maybe, something like that, 99, 2000.
Yeah.
And I'm just thinking back. And back in those days, think about this, fellas. I mean, I coached with the same mentality that I got really from Buddy Ryan, that if every time you line up, if the quarterback doesn't have the fear that he's going to get hit in the mouth, I don't know if we can play great defense. That was the mentality back then. And with Trace Armstrong and Jason Taylor and some of those guys, I mean, Tom Brady was getting hit, fellas. It's not like today's game. So he went through the first, 8-10 years of his career where there's no telling how many times that the guy was knocked to his knees and physically beat up, different than the quarterbacks of today. So, we can't lose sight of that. I mean, this guy has sustained, it's just not, it's not going into the office every day until you're 45. I mean, this guy was physically beat up and beat up pretty good and able to sustain and to accomplish at the highest levels. Just amazing. It truly is.
Dave, from a football perspective, you mentioned yesterday the Titans were a possibility for Tom Brady, given the relationship with Vrabel. We have talked about the 49ers because of his connection to the Bay Area. What do you think this does now to those two teams and others that might have considered the possibility of Tom Brady coming to town?
Well, I think that, it's never done till it's done, and most of these football people understand that. So they're going to have to take another course. I mean, they didn't have all their eggs in the Tom Brady basket, is what I'm trying to say. They had other options.
Dave, just to put a bow on it, is he the best quarterback that you've seen? Was Joe Montana a better quarterback? Is there any way of figuring out where he stands in the history of the league?
I think he's the best, and I've faced them all from Dan Marino to Peyton Manning, Brett Favre, Joe Montana, as you mentioned him, Steve Young's, Warren Moon's. Yes, Tom is because of winning championships. And, the thing about Tom Brady, and I talk to people inside New England, and I am very close with people inside the Bucs, and when Tom, before the last year, okay, and particularly that Super Bowl right at Tampa, when he was all in, and it was the old Tom Brady, when he walked into the building, he created a sense of urgency within the building that it didn't make any difference if you were the weight coach or if you were the trainer or if you were the equipment manager or assistant coach. It didn't matter. When you walked in the building, you better have all your I's dotted and your T's crossed, because Tom, he just had that air about him that he was there for business, and everybody better be on the top of their game because you knew that he was. And I think that is what people talk about behind the scenes, that you don't coach that. You don't coach that. I mean, it's something that that Tom was born with, and it really, he made everybody around him a lot better, a lot like Michael Jordan, obviously.
Dave, you're the best. Thank you so much for jumping on.
Thanks, Dave.
Okay, guys. Talk to you. Bye-bye.
That is Coach Wanstead. Just remarkable. He did coach against all of them. And Tom.
And you know why he remembered October 7th, 2001? He beat Tom Brady 30-10. Tom Brady was 12 of 24 in that loss, Patriots to the Dolphins. So they would fondly remember that day.
And I think a lot of people felt after that game, guys got no chance.
No chance.
It's all over. We're going to bring in Stacey Dales. We'll talk to her next. Mully and Haw on the Score.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.